Another clue in the bee mystery. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Scientists are looking at yet another clue in the mystery of the collapsing bee colonies across the U.S. Gary Crawford of the USDA has the story.
We've all been hearing the alarming stories from beekeepers across the country reporting
collapsing colonies and staggering bee losses.
Currently, I have 1,900 hives of bees left of the original 4,300. Honeybee losses right
now. And so it goes. Scientists still do not know what's causing this mysterious decline in honeybee colonies known as colony collapse disorder.
But what we do have is a lead that we can follow, something that we can work on and see if it isn't truly involved.
Agriculture Department researcher Dr. Jeffrey Pettis with the USDA's Bee Laboratory in Beltsville, Maryland, says the lead is a virus called Israeli acute paralysis virus. It's been found in many of the decimated bee colonies.
It's very similar to some viruses that we've had in the U.S. before, but this is a different species, we're calling it, and it's the first time it's been reported from the U.S.
Now, in countries where this virus has been observed, the bees show a sort of paralysis, at least some shaking, some trouble moving.
Very similar to what they do when they get exposed to pesticides. The name comes from the fact that in Israel, when it was first described, they did see bees exhibiting these symptoms. We don't know at this point why, if it's involved in the bee health issues here in the States, why we're not seeing those same symptoms.
But Pettis says if this virus, previously unseen in the U.S., is involved at all in the mysterious disappearance of bees from colonies,
it's almost surely the case that this virus is not acting alone. What we're recommending at this time is just for beekeepers to do the things that they know how to do, which is manage mites and pests and pathogens, keep the hive as healthy as possible, and that's the only recommendation we have at this time.
Meanwhile, just about every bee expert in the country is working to solve the mystery of the disappearing bees. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Scientists discount the myth that cell phone frequencies have anything to do with the disorder and continue to research for some answers. Have a great day and join us tomorrow on the TRN.